What up, guys? This is your boy Austin. Welcome to the Lost Art. Very exciting day kicking this thing off. First episode. I want to thank you for joining the podcast. Thank you for listening to the intro. Thank you for listening to, what this channel is all about and what direction it's headed. Very exciting day today. I was at work today and was really excited about recording and putting this podcast out. To kick this off, I've never done a podcast before. This is something that I've wanted to do for a while, and now I'm doing it. So I was thinking about what I want to tell you guys today, what we want to discuss, kind of, like I said in the description, get into the nitty-gritty, get into 100% truth about what it is to be an alpha male in today's society, and then linking that up with dating and relationships. And actually, I had a friend of mine that just texted me before I got on here, and he was asking, "Well, did you mean to send this to me? I'm engaged." I'm like, "Dude, I was just looking for some support. It's not just for single people. It's for people that are engaged. It's for people that are in relationships. It's for people that were divorced. It's for people on second marriages. It's on people for third marriages. An alpha male is an alpha male, no matter if you are engaged. If you're not engaged, if you're single, if you're just looking to hit some ass, if you're looking to get into a serious relationship, if you've been on your third marriage, if you have kids, if you don't have kids, it's for everybody. It's for the females. This is why I put out a introduction. This is why I put out a description. I think it's very beneficial for females to listen to this because you can get an idea of the way your man thinks or the man you're trying to get. Or the man you're trying to get away from because he isn't an alpha male. This podcast could be for somebody who doesn't consider themselves an alpha male and wants to know more about it. Because, well, the way society is lined up right now, alpha males aren't getting a lot of love. And all of a sudden, women are asking, well, where have the males gone? Where have the men gone? You see it all the time on social media. You see it in memes. You see it on that crazy girl's post that goes on for a novel long asking where the men are. Well, to be honest, we never went anywhere. We just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, started getting attacked by just, people that decide to post stuff on YouTube. In social media, in TV, in society. And, what this podcast is for is to embrace being a man, embrace what it is that you're looking for, and embrace, where you're headed. And so that's the whole point, guys. So I want to say thank you again for joining this, listening to this. It means a lot to me. And I would like to keep doing this for a long time. It's something that I've been passionate about, something I've been talking about for a while, and I just decided to get right into it. So, bear with me here. It's going to be ghetto fabulous. I'm not working for a microphone right now. I have to set that up. I'm not going to have all the gizmos and gadgets and the cool sound effects yet. Now, I do want to say, for those of you guys that are listening right now, listen on the Anchor app. You can download it in iOS. You can download it on Android. And that's going to give you a full version, if you will, of the podcast. So if you listen to it on Spotify or something like that, you'll be able to listen to me, but you're not going to get, the intro music. You're not going to get the interludes because of copyright laws. So you'll be able to actually listen to the intro music, the outro music, all that kind of stuff, and kind of get a better idea and get a better feel. It's gonna be a lot more streamlined on the Anchor app than, say, on Spotify or SoundCloud or whatever it is that you're listening on. So just want to go ahead and make sure that I clarify what's going on here. So now let's get into it. So on the first segment, what I'm going to be talking about first is, what direction that are you headed? Now, what I mean by that is, what is your goal when it comes to the opposite sex? Are you just getting out of a relationship? Are you on the rebound? Are you not wanting to get into a relationship because it's not the right time? I'm going to get into why that's a good idea, if that applies to you. Are you trying to get into a relationship? Are you trying to get engaged? Are you trying to get out of a bad relationship? You know, I want to know what your goals are, number one. Number two, I want to know, you know, well, number two, your first goal should be about you, not about finding someone to complete you, okay? And so what I mean by that, having full confidence in yourself, having, you know, feeling good about where you're at in life. And if you're not feeling good about where you're at in life, finding ways to get there. So if you don't have a goal at this moment and you don't like where you're at in life, sit down and do some soul searching and find out what that goal is. Is it to buy a house? Is it to get a new job? Is it to get a new career? These are things that I have experienced in the past couple of years, and I'll definitely talk about that. So getting to that point is the number one way to enter the dating scene if you're looking to do that. If you're not looking to enter the dating scene and you just want to mess around a little bit, I totally understand that. I did that for 12 years. And people don't really believe me when I say that it was fun, and I had a lot of really good times. Because we have this misconception that if you're single, you're lonely and you're miserable. Well, no. If it doesn't fit you, if you don't fit that mold and you're not ready for a relationship, don't get into one. Don't waste somebody's time. That's not respectful of your time, and it's definitely not respectful of somebody else's time. So I want to make that very clear. There's nothing wrong with being single. You should be proud of that. You should be proud of the fact that either you decided not to be in one, or you know for a fact that you are happier not being in one because of past experiences. And like I said, I'll elaborate more on that as we go along today. And actually, I want to kind of link that together with, if you're not comfortable with yourself, you know, you're not comfortable in your own skin, you're not comfortable where you're at in life, you need to fix that, obviously. There's ways and means to do that, but you need to be. And that's the first step in dating. You have to be comfortable in your own skin. Otherwise, females are going to latch onto that. They're going to sense that, and they're not going to be attracted to that. You have to be the best version of yourself in order to make somebody else happy. If you can't make yourself happy, how the hell are you going to make anybody else happy? And that's one of the huge mistakes that I see. And one of the mistakes that I've accomplished, not, you know, obviously that's just, you know, a part of life. But, you know, you cannot rely on somebody else to fill that hole. You have to do that yourself. And there's lots of ways we can get into how you can do that. There's groups you can join. There's new hobbies and interests you can do. There's, you know, self-help groups. There's self-help books. We live in the internet era, guys. We have the most available information to us in the history of mankind on this earth. There's ways to find help. If you can't find help, it's because you are seriously trying not to. Okay? There is help. There's lots of different ways you can go online and search to get to where you need to be. The first step is obviously identifying what that is. All right? So the other thing I want to talk about is I want to go a little bit into me and my background so you can kind of get an idea of who the man is behind the microphone. And then that will kind of give you some perspective on, you know, why I view things the way I do, why I have opinions the way that I do, you know, what the experiences that I've been through and how it's gotten me to be where I'm at. So it's not going to be a very long background. I'm not going to go through every step of my life because I'd probably put you to sleep, and that's not good for me on this podcast. So we're not going to go that deep. You know, I don't need a couch with a pillow. And someone's asked me, well, who hurt you? And It's nothing like that. This isn't a counseling session. This is a podcast for alpha males. But, I think it's important and I think it's pertinent to what I'm saying that you know that. And you can always reference this episode. I'm not going to do this every episode. But I think it's important that you know a little bit about my background so you know where I'm coming from. And it's going to kind of connect the dots a little bit more clear as opposed to just, me kind of starting on a subject and going off on wild tangents and stuff like that. So I was born in Illinois, in north central Illinois. And I lived there until I was about seven. And then I moved to Pennsylvania. And then I stayed in Western Pennsylvania for about 5 years. And then I moved to Reno, Nevada. So right there, from the ages of 9 through 15, I lived in three different states. And, that definitely made me grow up a lot quicker than most kids. Because, what the typical background is, you grow up and, you live in a town until you graduate high school and then you move away. And that seems to be, pretty popular. I'm not saying that everybody has experienced that, but, a large portion of people experience that. They grow up with the same people throughout their life up until, high school. And then, they leave to go to college or they join the armed forces, they go and learn a trade and, off you go. But, up until that point, that's a very important point in your life is your childhood. You're starting to learn things. You start to see where you fit in socially. And it was really awkward for me because, I lived across the country. I lived in Illinois, I lived in Pennsylvania, I lived in Nevada. I mean, that's central, eastern, western United States. So, lots of changes. And so I've been real adaptable when it comes to my environments. I seem to, any environment that I go in, I kind of feel comfortable in my own skin because I was forced to. I was placed in uncomfortable situations as a child. I mean, I was the new kid. Let's see here. Twice. I lived in Illinois to Pennsylvania. That's one. Pennsylvania to Reno. That's two. So I was a new kid and had to start all over in, my social engagements and meeting new friends and things like that. So I had to be comfortable in my own skin and I was forced to be. And so I'm comfortable being uncomfortable, if that makes sense. And that's a, that's a characteristic of an alpha male. Is being able to be adaptable in any situation and being able to flourish. And, that wasn't learned overnight. That was something that I learned at a very young age. And so I want to get into what an alpha male is. And, your idea of an alpha male, I don't know, exactly how much you've read into this or, what you've learned on your own, but the media, the mainstream media and the internet, especially social media, is anti-alpha male. And that's just the trend that we're in, unfortunately. And so you're getting a very skewed version of what an alpha male is compared to what it actually is. And so what I'm going to do, and I'm going to quote this, is I just went into Google and I typed in alpha male. And I just clicked on the first thing that came up. And so this website, lovedignity.com, is where I'm at. And it lists 12 signs and symptoms you're an alpha male. And this is by Anna Flazier, dated May 9th, 2017. So fairly recent, I guess, 3 years old. If you want a more recent article, I'm sure there's millions of them. But I just typed it in and just see what came up on the first one. And, I actually liked a lot of these characteristics. And so I'm going to go ahead and read you off these 12. So number one, being a leader. Number two, do you know how to remain calm in stressful situations? There you go. What I was just talking about, being in a different social environment twice at a young age. Very stressful. You have plenty of self-respect. Women cannot respect a man who doesn't first respect himself. There you go. That's a cold, hard fact. Boom. Cold, hard fact. You come across as authentic. Women know when you're bullshitting them and they can see right through it. Definitely, I would agree with that. There's some women that don't know the difference, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. There's men that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. You can be fake with them too. But, for the most part, when you're talking about, general, and that's what I'm going to talk about mostly is generalities. That's true. The next one, courage. Can't be an alpha male without being incredibly courageous and willing to take risks. Acting with a purpose. Very purposeful in everything they do. If an alpha male goes over and talks to a girl, it's because he knows exactly what he wants and he is going for it. Absolutely. Style. You have your own style. Your style could be, a backwards hat, a beard, Coors Light t-shirt, some ripped up jeans, and some cowboy boots. Your style could be a well-tailored suit with $500 leather dress shoes, Cole Haans or something. You have your own style. You know what, works for you. Just because, there isn't a one look to an alpha male. An alpha male knows what works for him. He's comfortable in his own skin and he knows his own style. Next, competitiveness. Being competitive, I played competitive sports, so I can definitely relate to this. If you're competitive, doesn't mean you have to play sports. Could be that, you're competitive in business, you're competitive in traveling. You want to travel the most places and learn the most about different places other than where you're from. That could be something like that. There's lots of different ways you can be competitive. Obviously sports is huge for me because that's, I have a lot, a big sports background. I played a little JC ball. So, I like to be competitive. Optimal or optimism, sorry. Optimism. It's very easy to be cynical these days, but what takes real strength is optimism. Yeah, so having a positive attitude, being dependable, huge one. That's one that we are really bad at right now in the land of, hey, I'll text you when I get there. Hey, I'll let you know. Back before we had these little personal computers, we had to be dependable and say, hey, let's meet at the corner of First and Anderson. And if you weren't there, a certain time, you waited for 15 minutes or whatever. But, with these little handheld computers we have, being dependable is really tough. You break the rules. Sometimes the alpha male needs to break rules in order to get what he wants. Absolutely. Now, obviously, and a little tongue in cheek here, we're not talking about breaking the law. So we're not talking about, going in and stealing something or, doing things like that. We're not promoting that. We're talking about finding other ways to accomplish the goal and doing it, kind of like outside the box. I know that's a very cliche statement, but, thinking outside the box is really good, obviously. And then the last one, you inspire others. So you take action. It's a good chance that you're genuine. You want to be leading stuff all. So if you listen to all of those characteristics of an alpha male, is one of those what you hear on social media? Is it what you see on TV? Is it what you see on commercials? Is it what's talked about on maybe different podcasts? No. So your definition of an alpha male might have just changed right there. And all I had to do was just type it in. So that's an alpha male by definitions. And of course, there's other sites you can go to, but that's the definition of what an alpha male is. Now, being, I definitely feel like I am an alpha male because I've had to exhibit those characteristics throughout my life. I went a little into my background and, I kind of talked a little bit about my dating history. I haven't had a girlfriend up until recently for 12 years. Some of that was warranted, some of it wasn't. I had to learn from those experiences. But for the most part, I'd say as a whole, I was really quite content being single because there's a number of factors that influence that. There's where are you at in life? Are you working on goals yourself and you just can't put that effort into somebody? What's your work schedule like? I coached for about 3 or 4 years and coaching at the high school level, I don't know if you guys know about that, but that pretty much takes your entire schedule up. There was no way in hell I was going to be able to have a relationship with coaching and teaching. I mean, there was nights that I slept at the school. There was a couch in the coach's office and I slept on it. If you guys have ever coached high school sport or any kind of sport, you know the dedication that it takes. And so for me, I just wasn't there. There was just no way I could be there for anybody. And so I knew that. And so I just, just dated around, messed around. Absolutely did. It's fun. You know, and that's the other thing too, is just because you want to go and you want to mess around does not mean that's a bad thing. That's perfectly natural. That's what we as men were built to do. We were built to spread our seed. That's what we were built for, guys. I mean, if you want to put it in layman's terms, that's what it is. We want to go around and we want to spread the seed. Just like, you know, a woman wants to nest, wants to build a family. That's her innate, you know, characteristics. That's what she wants to do. That's her goal in life from a biological standpoint. And so it's really, when it comes down to it, the clash between men who want to spread their seed as much as they can and women trying to settle down and nest. And so finding that happy medium, you know, there's some people that are very successful with it. There's people that have been married for 40 years and are happily married. No joke. Then there's people that are in marriages that they want to get out of, but they can't because they feel obligated. You have people that are just trying to get married. You know, they're engaged, but maybe they don't feel comfortable with the situation. There's, you know, and there's something that they have to do to talk to their partner about, and they don't want to do that because it's inconvenient or it's tough to talk about. So there's tons of reasons why, you know, it's tough to understand what a good relationship is, what's comfortable for you. And so that's kind of what this channel is about, you know, amongst other things. I mean, there's a variety of topics we're going to talk about on this show. But, you know, I want to touch on those things in this first segment and kind of get you thinking a little bit. You know, and again, I'll kind of bring it back around. You know, what's your direction? You know, and what I mean by what's your direction is what's your direction with the female sex, with the opposite sex? So in our case, obviously female. You know, what's your direction with them? Do you want to just mess around? Do you want to get into a relationship? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? I mean, those are things that you need to think about way beforehand. And if the answer is, I don't want to have kids, but I want to be in a relationship, then you need to tell her that straight up. Very important to be honest about what your intentions are up front so there isn't problems at the back end. And we'll get into a lot of detail. And then the other thing is, what are your goals? If you're not your... I had a counselor one time. I went to counseling. And because I was in a bad spot. And I'm proud that I did. I'm really proud and I'm really grateful that I did go to counseling. It changed my life. I really need to have somebody, you know, someone that's non-biased, that wasn't a family member, wasn't a friend, to give me the truth straight up and give me some advice on what I need to do to kind of be, a, you know, more happy with the direction my life was going. And he said, you cannot be in a relationship unless you're at your 100% perfect self. And what he meant by that was, is that you have to be at a place where you are completely comfortable. You feel good about where you're at. Your goals, you know, for the most part, are reached. And you're working on your next goals. That's your full and perfect self. If you're not your full and perfect self, guys, you're not going to be able to make her happy. You're not going to be able to make anybody happy. So if you're going into dating and you're not confident in yourself, just like, you know, in those 12 characteristics, women can sense that, guys. They have an innate ability to sense men that are not confident. All right? So that kind of ends segment one. So think about that. We're going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and set it to a break. I need to get paid. Anchor is a great app. I'm going to do a little ad, and I'm going to come back with segment two. And we're going to get into some real good stuff. So stick around, guys. Thank you again for joining the podcast. And here's segment two. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Austin. We're back. Glad to have you with us on the historical day. Day number one of the Lost Art. Welcome back, guys. I left you at the break with something to think about. And what I was talking about, what I left you marinating about, is what's your direction and what are your goals? So My question to you is, what are they? Excuse me. Now, I know you can't call in yet. I know you can't email me yet. Because, I dove right into this and we're just kind of, taking this magical ride off the cuff here for the moment. And I'll get all that stuff, arranged to where you can do that. We can have some good interactions. But what's your direction and what are your goals? And so for me, to let you in on that, was number one was is finding a career that is going to take me into retirement. And I know for some of you guys, retirement seems like a hell of a ways away. For some of you guys, it may not be. Or girls. Of course, we gotta throw the ladies in there, of course. But we have to think, I had to think big picture. I had to think, okay, what's a career that I can get into that's gonna pay me what I need, is gonna take care of me with benefits, and provide me with a pension? And so, for those of you guys interested, I was a teacher for a while. I had to leave teaching because of various reasons. I'm not going to go on that right now. I want to kind of keep this focused. I mean, we can talk about more of my adventures in teaching in the state of Arizona later, but I had to leave teaching for professional reasons and for personal reasons. And I had to think about that. I got into real estate, I got my license, and had some difficult times with that. I never thought it was going to be easy, but it definitely didn't turn out the way I wanted it to the first couple of years. And so I had to really think about, okay, well, I have this license. Now, what else can I do alongside with this license that's going to get me to where I need to be? And so I started thinking through it, brainstorming, talked to friends, talked to family, and it turned out that they mentioned something that I once considered, but I just never really thought about, and that was getting into firefighting. And so I went through an experiment, or not experiment, I'm sorry, an experience, excuse me, experience that kind of changed my life a little bit. I was riding dirt bikes with a few friends of mine. One was my cousin. He's like a brother to me. So if you're listening, what's up, Jeremiah? And then I was riding with, another friend. So it was the three of us. And we were out there at Four Peaks. For you Arizona people, I'm sure you guys know where Four Peaks is if you live in the Phoenix area, if you do some off-roading. And I came up on scene, and there was a kid pretty much laying on the ground and basically went through a severe trauma. He was bleeding out of his ears. You could hear fluid in his chest. There was already a forest ranger out there, and over to the side was his family. It was his father and his two brothers crying in the truck. And that left a huge impression on me, and I wanted to get off the bike and help the kid as much as I could. I mean, obviously, the forest ranger wasn't trained as an EMT. He wasn't trained as a firefighter or paramedic, so he called the nearest fire department, and I was not sure which one it was. I don't know if it was Mesa or Fountain Hills or what, but my instinct was to get off that bike and go and help this kid, and I couldn't do it. And unfortunately, the kid died right there on the trail, and we didn't find out until later because we kind of found out, we knew our way around that area really well, so we just went around and continued to ride. I mean, there was nothing we could do, but I felt bad leaving the kid there and going off and riding. I mean, here the kid's dying on the trail, and here I am going off and riding like it never happened. And so it just never left my mind the entire time. And as we came back on scene, we kind of did a circle around, so we ended up back to where we started, and they put the sheet over him. And so that was kind of like my wake-up call, like kind of like my wake-up moment to want to get into being, and training to be a firefighter. And so I'm on that journey now. And so that's a little bit about me that maybe you didn't know. If you know me, I didn't, that's obviously something that I don't go into, but if you're listening to this podcast, that's an experience that, shaped what eventually is going to be my career. And so I'm working on becoming a firefighter, and right now I'm working a couple part-time jobs to keep me in some money as I'm going along on this journey. And so those are some things that I wanted to share because, again, you need to have a goal. And why am I bringing up goals and careers and stuff when we're talking about alpha males in the dating scene relationships? Well, if you're not happy with where you're at, again, the woman's going to pick up on that. She's going to sense that you're not confident. She's going to sense that stuff. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, when I was going through my struggles, it was hard. It was hard times. I mean, we all go through as men. We talk about, oh yeah, we're riding the wave, because it just seems like, every girl that you interact with, you're getting her phone number, you're going out on dates, you're doing whatever, and then you have your dry as the Sahara moments, right? Well, if you ever think back to your dry as Sahara moments, I'm gonna bet dollars to donuts that you were in a place where you're experiencing some type of, I don't know, confidence issues, struggles. You just don't project that positivity, and it radiates. And I don't know if you guys have ever read the book The Secret, but I'm totally into, we're all basically, what the book is in so many words is that we're all magnets and we feed off of positive and negative energy. And so if you're sending that negative energy out, that kind of transcends time and space, and you feel it. It's like one human to another. Like, we're all made up of, protons, electrons, and neurons. We're made up of all atoms. And so it kind of, it made sense to me. I don't know. Maybe you think it's complete bullshit. That's your opinion. But for me, I'm into it. I definitely agree with that. So that's why I'm bringing that up. What are your goals? What's your direction? Okay. Now, being that this is segment two, what I want to talk about on this next segment is, this is for the guys. Well, this channel is for guys. Makes sense, right? But what I want to talk about, guys, is, where are you meeting these women that you're dating, you're messing around with, you want to mess around with? Where is this happening? Now, I spoke in segment one about having, we live in the age of having these little handheld computers in our pockets and around us 24/7. So immediately, I'm probably thinking dollars to donuts, you're going to dating apps. Plenty of fish. I know that might be a little bit out of the loop. That was a while ago. Let's go a little bit more recent. Let's go Tinder. Let's go Bumble. Let's go, what's the new one? I had it in my head and I just forgot it. I know you guys are probably sitting there yelling at me about it, but I just cannot think of it. I think it's like Hinder, something like that. I don't know. Tinder, Hinder, Flinder. There's all these apps. Oh, Hinge. That's what it is. Boom. There it is. Boom. Got it. Hinge. And there's, Facebook is doing Date Now, and there's Match, those traditional things like Match.com and ChristianMingle.com, FarmersOnly.com, Dating.com, all these .coms and apps. If that's the case, guys, I'm giving you my opinion. I did those for a while. It wasn't for me. And I can break it. I can kind of funnel this down into one main reason. The reason why is because I am much better in person. I love meeting people out. I can see them. I can talk to them. I can see their body language. You're vibing. Again, let's go back to that, what I was just talking about. Protons, neutrons, electrons. Vibing off of each other, positive energy, negative energy. You feel it. Everybody has gone through that moment where you know that you vibe with somebody just by looking at them or just by talking to them. And it's not even, and that's it. Not even touching them, just being in their presence, you just feel good around them. That's what's missing from these dating apps. Okay? Yes, you can look at pictures. Yes, they can mess with stuff. They can do a lot of really good, crazy stuff with Photoshop. Make the boobs bigger, make the ass bigger, all that stuff. But of course, you get there, and the girl that looked like Janet Jackson just turned into Freddie Jackson, right? Of course, that's a Friday reference. And by the way, if you listen to this podcast, plenty of movie references. Oh, yeah. I've seen so many movies. I quote so many movies, and I'll call it out. But most of you guys can probably pick up on that shit anyway. But yeah. Bitch looked at the car and she's like, Freddie Jackson. That was a real bad impersonation of Chris Tucker. But anyway, moving on, I digress. Stay away from those dating apps, guys. Okay, let me go into why that is. If you just want to have fun and mess around, stay off the dating apps. If you're looking to get into a serious relationship, stay off the dating apps. Guys, I don't know if you're hip to this trend or not, but the trend is these women that are on these dating apps, not all of them, but most, again, this show is about generalities. What's true about generalities? Well, the reason why they're generalities is because they're mostly true. Now, of course, there are exceptions. Ladies, if you're listening, I'm making general statements. You may be the exception to the rule. I don't know. A lot of girls think they're the exception to the rule. Then when the rubber meets the road, they're just the same. But I digress. I'm speaking in generalities. Guys, in general, females are looking for free drinks, free dinners, okay? I guarantee you, the girl that looks like she could be on the cover of Maxim has guys lined up every day of the week. And you're just another one that's there to buy her what she desires. So when she asks you to go to the expensive restaurants, when she says, "Oh, it'd be really nice if we went to Maestro's." And for Maestro's, for you guys that are from other parts of the country or the world, that's an expensive steakhouse. So if that's your first date and you agree to doing that, that's your own damn fault. Okay? Just because you're the guy, and we're gonna get into dating etiquette here, and we're gonna get into my theory of what should happen on a date. The first date cannot be at an expensive restaurant. It cannot, I don't even think going to a restaurant should even be allowed on a first date. You don't know this person. So if you're meeting them off a dating app, you're just basically going off of what you see. And again, that could be manipulated. What they write down, of course, that couldn't be the truth at all. Most of the time it isn't. But you're going off of kind of like a hope and a prayer. All right. So first date should never be at a restaurant. It shouldn't be at an expensive restaurant. If you do that, then you're just desperate, in my opinion. You don't want to come off as desperate. Okay? So you meet up for coffee. You do an activity. You know, do something fun. Do a laser tag. Do golf carts. Do miniature golfing. Let's kick it old school. Let's go back to high school with this shit. Take it to something like that's going to give you feel good vibes. It's going to take a little bit of the pressure off. Who wants to be sitting across the table at some restaurant doing interviews? That date sucks, guys. Come on. It sucks. We all been on that one, right? You sit across from each other. Where'd you go to school? How many brothers and sisters do you have? What's your favorite color? Come on, guys. So make it an activity, make it fun, keep the energy, positive, keep it light. We're not getting married, all right? So that's my suggestion on the first date. All right. So, the thing that also makes me angry is that these girls nowadays, and I say girls purposely, is they're so damn entitled. And where this entitlement came from, partly has to do with the feminist movement, but they just think that the guy should pay for everything. They should, plan this out. I mean, obviously, as the alpha male, you want to plan and take control of the situation. I'm not saying not do that, but what I'm saying is that they feel this entitlement where they just need they can't they just want to basically show up, and they want to be the center of attention, but they don't want to participate. There has to be active participation. If they what's really nice is when the girl on the date asks to pay her half of the check. That's all we need, guys, right? We want the girl just to show a little bit of initiative. That shows investment, right? If she's willing to pay for her share or even for a drink or whatever, then that's pretty genuine. Then all of a sudden, she's invested in you. She likes you. Otherwise, she wouldn't do that, right? She'd just be like, "All right, well, I got my free drinks, I got my free dinner. I'm gonna go and talk about how I duped this guy off of Tinder or Bumble or wherever we met to get some free meals and stuff. And that happens, guys. I mean, there's been articles published where women literally just can eat out for free all week because these guys just go out thinking that they're into them and they're not. So if she shows interest, it's by, at the end of the night, hey, should we go Dutch? And then, you know, obviously you can make that decision. Now, whether or not you decide to go through with that and you let her pay for that, that's going to be on you. I've had it go really well and I've had it gone really bad. So, you know, if I were you, I'd obviously pay for it anyway and just say, you know, don't worry about it and be the gentleman and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if she really insists on paying, then, you know, let her pay. You know, especially if it's just like a coffee date, which I said at the beginning, don't be going to Ocean 44, getting this expensive seafood and lobster and scallops and all this stuff. You know, coffee date. You know, ASU basketball game. Something like that. Okay? Activities. Activities, activities, activities. Okay? Go out dancing. Dancing's cheap. I don't know what part of the country or what part of the world you guys live in, but in Arizona, we country swing. There's no cover. You could literally go and dance for hours and not pay a dime. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. If she's texting you on the way out from that night, you're in. If you got to go on a date and spend money, I don't know. Little shady. All right, so that kind of gives you a little bit of insight on that. The other thing I want to touch on too is I saw a post on Facebook. I don't know if it was on Facebook or social media, but it talked about there was a sign, and it was at Hooters, and it said, basically, you know, if you are on a date, and this is direct obviously towards females, and you come up to the bar and you order like an angel shot or something like that, then that's code for like call the police. I mean, yeah, I get that. I'm not so ignorant to the fact that there's psycho guys that go out and meet these girls and there's predators and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I get that. Totally understand. But what about the guys? What happens if psycho decides to go a little bit nutty? Do we go up to the bar and be like, hey, I need an angel shot too, so my guardian angel could take me away because this girl's going to kill me? You know what I mean? Like, where's that at? So I just thought that was an interesting post because, you know, a lot of people are going to be saying, well, girls are more susceptible, you know, and we're more vulnerable and stuff. And like I said, ladies, I totally get it. But where's the guys? You know, I mean, but here's my suggestion on that. And this was some advice that a friend of mine told me about. The tip is flat tire. Okay. And what that is that you text your boy. Okay. And we're talking about like a real, you know, ride or die friend that will really jump up and help you move in like a moment's notice, you know, help you take care of whatever, you know. And so you just basically text him flat tire. And so what he does is he calls up and he basically, you know, makes up this story like he's really doing it. And he's on the side of the freeway and you need to come over there and he doesn't have a jack and he's in a bind and you got to get the hell out of Dodge. It's called the flat tire. You know, there's a movie too that talked about the fire alarm. So if you had a girl over and she won't leave your house, you do a fire alarm, that guy comes in and, you know, has an extinguisher and stuff like that. I mean, it was hilarious. It was called Saul Good. It was like a B-rated movie. I mean, we watched it back in college, but it was hilarious. It was one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. But we don't have to go to those extremes. I'm just talking about you need to get a ride or die homie that's going to be like, yo, I got a flat tire on the side of the road. I don't have a jack. I don't have nothing. I don't have AAA. You're the only hope. So you got to get out of there. So you got to have an exit strategy too. So, you know, keep that in mind, guys, when you're out there with crazies, because there's lots of crazies around. Trust me. You guys know. All right. Now, some tips I want to give you is, again, stay away from dinner on the first date. Dinner is for serious inquiries only. And what I mean by that is you're not willing to go out to dinner and possibly pay for the entire thing without some type of investment. And by investment, I'm not meaning that she's gonna, give it up. I'm saying, you understand, she texts you after the first date before she can get home. You know that you're in. She replies not days, but maybe minutes after you text her. She's willing to go out with you again. things like that. So, that's what dinner's for. I wouldn't recommend dinner until about the third or fourth date. All right. So that's my advice there. There has to be mutual interest. If she's not texting you again on the way home and when she gets home, then 90% chance that she wasn't into you. Okay? Women will always go out of their way to communicate if they're interested. Period. Done. Okay? There's, a saying, I've heard it from several women. They know within 5 minutes if they're going to take you home. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And there's someone on here, well, I'm not a whore, and I'm not gonna do that. Come on, guys. Let's be real here. Let's be adults. The only reason this guy is. Well, there we go, guys. Proof that this is ghetto fabulous. We're keeping it 100% thug in here. So, of course, as I'm making a point, I had all my stuff turned off. I thought I had Wi-Fi calling off. I thought I had cellular data calling off. Nope. So some 1-800 number called and messed up the whole thing. So sorry about that. But again, like I told you, I warned you guys. I warned you. I said, we're keeping it ghetto fabulous in here, and that's what's happening. So I got a call, boom, podcast done. It's like being on the internet back in the 90s. Hey, get off AOL or get off the phone so I can get on AOL and instant message my girlfriend. Oh my God. Well, there you go. Just adds a little bit, just kind of peppers a gumbo, just a little bit, right? We get a little spice in there. All right, so now that we are back. We want to get into again, we're talking about first dates. We're talking about where you're meeting women. What I said was, or what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted, was, guys, if there's mutual interest, she's going to text you. She's going to reach out and communicate if there's interest. If she's not reaching out to you, she's not interested. Okay? Rule number one. The woman that always seems busy is busy keeping you away. Ditch her and forget about her, guys. Ditch her and forget about her. All right? If she seems busy, she is busy. She's busy keeping you away. Or your option number 7, 8, 9, 15, 33, 45. You don't want to be that dude. Okay? It's, you know what I mean? You don't want to be in the rotation. It needs to be the other way around. So that's the only thing that it can be. Either she's not interested or she's slightly interested and she's just has you at, not only in the reserves, but it's like, you're in the National Guard. You're getting called once a month for duty. Active, if you're lucky. So let's keep that in mind, gentlemen. I had a friend, and again, like I said, on the description, I'm keeping everybody anonymous. So if you're listening or this applies to you, and like I said, guys, we all make mistakes. I've made tons of mistakes in this dating game, this relationship game. You really like a girl, you had a blast, you're vibing with her, and she's not vibing with you. And you're calling her up, you call her up and you wait a couple of days, you don't hear from her, she doesn't text you. You text her and then she like replies like 5 hours later, oh, I'm busy, oh, I have this, oh, my mom died, oh, it's too cold, it's only 67 degrees and it's not 78 degrees, and I only go out whenever it's 78 degrees and above. Yeah, it's kind of like a good indication right there. She's not interested, or she's just kind of like keeping you on the line while, she's getting with five other guys on the side. So, that's the hint. So, like I said, if she had a really good time with you, she's texting you before she even leaves the parking lot, or when she gets home, or the very next day. If you're not getting the call at any one of those three times, she isn't interested, guys. Just move on, delete her phone number. It was cool while it lasted, you know. Move on. I'm just saving you the pain and the torment for later. Okay, this might be day one stuff to you guys, you know, some of you guys, and that's fine, but I'm just, you know, I gotta cover all my bases here. All right. So, you know, that's where we're at on that. And that's really pretty much you know, all I had for this segment. You know, so to kind of wrap this up, stay away from dating apps, meet girls out, you know. And well, one thing I didn't mention that I'm thinking of now is to meet women, guys. You know how I said in the first segment how, you know, we live in, you know, we have the most abundance amount of information that mankind has ever had. Well, there's different meetup groups. There's a, you know, there's an app called Meetup. If you like underwater basket weaving, if you like shooting, if you like horseback riding, if you like dancing, if you like anything, there's groups that meet up and do that stuff, and that's where you meet chicks. If you go on Events and Adventures, if you guys have heard that commercial on the radio or have heard of that company, the premise is that they do all the work for you. You know, I mean, I would rather not pay the money and just do meetup, but if that's what it's going to take to get you out there, get you in the flow, then pay the money. It might be worth it. You know, they go on cruises, they go on international trips. They keep it local. That, you know, they have, you know, they call up, you know, here in Arizona, they have desert tour companies. So they have, you know, they take you out on horseback or they have you kayak or do something like that. Get out there and meet them face to face. Okay. And, you know, I mean, I understand if you're like, you know, well, screw this. I'm not looking to get into a long-term relationship. I'm just looking to get, you know, get some ass. Well, the Tinder and Bumble app is fine then. Or again, if that's your goal, I'm just gonna say do the same thing. Go on, you know, go on meetup groups. Go out there and try a new hobby. Meet these girls in person. You're gonna have a better experience, I promise you. How many bad dates have you been on Tinder, Bumble, or Hinge? I bet you a plethora. It was terrible. Like I had to get off of it. It was time consuming. I'm always checking that app. Hey, how's your day? How you doing? Meanwhile, she's texting, you know, 50 other guys, you know. You might be texting three. I don't know. There's some guys that are really good. I have a friend that was like, if there was ever a book to be written on how to get women on apps, this guy would be like the Dalai Lama. I mean, the guy was just like, he'd swipe right, and every time you swipe right, it's a match. It's a match. It's a match. Like, it was out of control. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it was like, when are you not going to get a match, man? Like, he just knew how to take the photos. He knew what descriptions to put in there. He knew everything about that stuff. I don't know. It just didn't apply to me. I wasn't into it. So if you're not a dating app guy, you know, go on, find meetups, find hobbies, get into hobbies. You know, for me personally, I have a nice story for you. Fact, I never liked country music. Never listened to it. Made fun of people who went to Country Thunder. Little did I know. Oh my God. I got into country swing dancing. And for you guys that don't know what country swing dancing is, it's a basically a mix-up between two-step and West Coast swing dancing. And if you don't know what those are, you know, Google it, YouTube it, whatever. Or just, you know, YouTube country swing dancing. Didn't know anything about it. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, I had nothing. There was nobody, you know, I had nobody that I was talking to. There was nothing really going on that front. And so I just went out and sought it. You know, I had a friend, it was actually a friend's girlfriend that got me into it. She's like, hey, you know, we're at that Conor McGregor Mayweather fight. We were sitting there and everybody all left. It was just me, my friend, and his girlfriend, and some country music came on, and she's like, do you know how to country swing? And you know, I went to a few bars and I saw people do it, and I do have pretty good rhythm, I must admit. went out there, you know, I did a few of the moves that I tried to emulate, and she was like, well, you know, like very little. She's like, if you really want to know, go to this guy and you know, he'll get you set up. And you know, she's like, you ought to do it. It's a great way to meet hot chicks. And man, was she ever right. That was one of the best pieces of advice I ever got. Went in, started taking lessons, started meeting tons. I don't know if you guys have country swing dancing where you're at, but if you haven't done it, you need to do it because there's the most beautiful women in any bar, any place that I ever been in one spot. They love dancing and they love country music. And all of a sudden, country music wasn't so bad. So that kind of gives you a little bit of advice from somebody that was kind of like the outsider and was kind of like, you know, the one that would make fun of people. And then, by the way, I went to Country Thunder, and long story short, I met my girlfriend at Country Thunder. Country Thunder is a huge concert that lasts for days, and it's just awesome. There's tons of stuff there. I mean, you could even YouTube Country Thunder. I don't know what part of the country you live in or where, what part of the world you live in, but you know, YouTube that, and you'll get a really good idea of what goes on there. Beers, girls half naked. You know, music, parties that last literally all night. I mean, it's just amazing. So, but why am I talking about all that with all this, you know, enthusiasm? Well, not only did I have a hell of a time, it got me out of my comfort zone. See how this all ties in, guys? See how it all ties in? Get out of your comfort zone. Do something you haven't done before. If it doesn't work, fuck it. You tried it. You know, if it works out, great. You have another skill that you've learned. You have another way to interact with people. You have another social circle to be a part of. All right. I'll tell you this right now, guys. There isn't any hot chicks just waiting to bust through your door playing Xbox. Or PS4 or Switch or whatever the hell's going on with video games nowadays. All right? Yeah, it might be fun, but you're not going to get out there and meet anybody doing it. Okay? So get out of your comfort zone. If you're really good in bars and you can pick up chicks at bars, you know, that's great. But if you want to hit a different nerve. If you want to interact with them, just, you know, take it to the next level, you got to do an activity. You got to find complementary mutual interests that she's into, that you're into. All right. So that's segment two, guys. We're seeing the segment. Thank you for listening. I know it was kind of ghetto fabulous there for a second, but, you know, we're on airplane mode. We're good to go. And I am ready to do segment three. So why don't you stick with me? We got a lot of really good stuff coming up. Stay with us here on The Lost Art. What's up, guys? This is Austin, and you're listening to The Lost Art. Welcome back for segment three. What I'm going to do for segment three, I'm just going to get right to it. You know, we'll talk about email and we'll talk about the next week's episode a little bit later. I'm just going to get right into it. So, what we're going to do here on segment three is we're going to talk about Mr. Too Real. And Mr. Too Real is an alter ego that I came up with whenever I was dating a certain someone in the past. And even though I like that certain somebody, we just had way too many communication problems. And so, I don't know, one day I was on the phone and I was just infuriated with her. And I just like went, I don't know, I went to another dimension. And I'm not a guy that, you know, does the alter ego thing. You know, I'm not Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, you know what I mean? It just came out. It just came out of my mouth one day. And so I was like, Mr. Too Real, you don't like Mr. Too Real. And so, Mr. Too Real is the alter ego that comes out whenever he's just tired of the bullshit. He just calls girls out for what it is. Women, some, you know, in this day and age, I don't think that there's enough men calling women out on their bullshit. And again, I think men are hesitant to do that for several reasons, but the most important reason is because of all what we talked about before. We talked about, you know, the rise of extreme feminism, if I can even say that right, extreme feminism. You know, there's other reasons, you know, for fear of losing their girl or something. I don't know, but it just seems that men are kind of afraid to basically go out there and call them on their bullshit. So that's what Mr. Turio did. And even though she didn't like being called out, I mean, what woman does? You know, she appreciated the honesty. And so it just kind of stuck and it became a thing. And so when I decided to come up with the segment three, Mr. Turio's filling up segment three until otherwise noted. So that's what it's going to be. So what Mr. Turio is going to talk about, what Mr. Turio is going to call these, I don't know what you call them, girls? It sure the hell ain't women. What Mr. Turio is going to call them out on is we're going to talk about women that write the 3-page novel about why they can't find a good man. You know who I'm talking about. The women that go on and on and on about not finding the right man, but guess what? They're not doing the things necessary to get one. So, what are the characteristics? Well, we all know that they display thought-like characteristics, number one. For those of you that are not privy to the acronym THOT, THOT, that hoe over there, that's what that stands for. Not my definition, you can go to the Urban Dictionary. I don't know who came up with that one, but it's in all the rap songs. But it actually describes the female pretty well. And so we're talking about, you know, the 3-page long essay on Facebook, on Instagram. We're talking about half-naked pictures or tits and ass hanging out everywhere. We're talking about them posting what they did on their date, then giving us a synopsis of that date on social media. I mean, all they're doing is they're just calling themselves out. Hey, you're not stable. No man, and key word here is man, is going to want to date you. You know, Kyle, you know, we all know who Kyle is. The guy that wears the flat-billed monster hat that has the neck tattoo. Been working at Walmart for the past 16 years and never moved on from it. Yeah, that guy. That's who's going to be dating you. Then you wonder why you don't find a good guy. Well, men, alpha males, know the difference between these thoughts and women. And if a man was ever to seriously date you, then I don't know. He must have been drunk. He probably isn't dating you. He just wants, you know, a quickie, a one or two nighter, and that's it. But here's the thing. Here's my point. Alpha males, they know better than that. They stay away because they know that one or two nights of fun is going to equal one or two months of craziness, of psychoness, of, you know, your tires are slashed, your car is keyed, changing the phone numbers, the emails, the social media. Yeah, we don't want no part of that. But the boys will come after you. Kyle will go and date you. You know, I don't know. Every story is them. I mean, here's the thing. The visuals are great. I mean, I'm a man. I'm very visual. I like TNA as much as the next guy. But if you're on there constantly, every single day, and we all know who they are, right? They have 20 different posts on Instagram. You go through their stories and, like, you know, you're basically, you know, remember how you used to play that that game Flappy Bird? Because you had to, you know, tap the screen so hard to get the bird to fly. You're doing that on their stories because there's like 20 different stories that they're doing. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, we don't want any part of that. And then what's funny is they actually seriously don't know why they can't find a good guy. Well, look in the mirror. Figure it out. Get some skills. Get some confidence. Because alpha males don't have time for that. Alpha males, they want a woman. You know, something with substance. You know, something with heart. They don't want to deal with your bullshit. You know, and that's the bottom line. You know, you got to grow up. You know, as much as women say that men don't grow up, there's a lot of immature women on social media right now going crazy, losing their minds. You know, you feel like saying, hey, when you sign a document, you're going to sign it in crayon because you're mature. That's how low it's getting. So, you know, that's who Mr. Two Real's calling out. Mr. Two Real's calling out the girl that writes the novels, the girls that post naked pictures every single day on social media, date a guy for a day or two, give us a full synopsis of their date and tell us why it didn't work out. Yeah. Big shocker on why you cannot find a quote unquote decent man. Get a clue. All right. Well, there you go. That's Mr. Two Real. So if you enjoy that segment, plenty more Mr. Two Real is going to be coming out. And I have a feeling Mr. Two Real is going to want all the smoke. Yep, he's going to be calling out people left and right. If you get offended, you know, if you get offended by Mr. Two Real, then there might be some changes that you need to make in your life. Because if Mr. Two Real is calling a general mass population out and you feel you're part of that general mass population, then yeah, that is a self-check. So, with that, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys so much for listening to the entire podcast and being on this journey with me. It's going to be fun. It's going to be informative. Hope you guys got a lot of laughs. Hope you guys got some good info. And I cannot wait to do the next podcast and talk about being an alpha male in today's society. Give you guys some advice. Spread the knowledge. Spread the wealth. Spread my experiences. And yeah, so thank you guys again for spending time with me. I look forward to hearing from you guys, you know, on the email. I'll figure that all out. But until then, stay safe, stay sober, stay alive, and good night. And again, this is The Lost Art.